today's gospel, Jesus begins by citing two particular historical events that were viewed as great tragedies of the time. One was a particularly Roman suppression of worship in the temple where Galileans suffered, and the second was the falling of the Tower of Siloam. And the popular interpretation at the time was that the people who involved were not righteous or they were sinners, and this was a form of divine punishment. And Jesus corrects this interpretation and basically points out the need for us to be called into conversion and to repent. And he points out really that the most dangerous state which can happen is precisely for the person who thinks they are righteous and therefore is in a position where they do not seek conversion, where they do not seek to repent. And this is a very dangerous state to be in. So he begins with this call for conversion and repentance, and then he goes on to share the parable of the fig tree, which is really a parable that on the one hand is citing to us about the patience and the mercy of God, who allows for the fig tree to be there for another year so that the soil could be cultivated and worked on and hopefully bear fruit, which really is an image of saying that God is at work in our lives to cultivate the ground of our soil so that we would convert and bear a spiritual fruit so that one day we might find perfect life in heaven. But as patient as the master of the vineyard is, as the master of the fig tree is, there is still going to be a limit on how far it is going to extend. And that then is a reminder to us that we have only so many years allotted to us on this earth, and therefore we are to take advantage of the advantageous time, which is always going to be at this moment, to be able to engage in this process of conversion so that we may bear a spiritual fruit in order to participate in the great harvest of the Lord. And so my brothers and sisters, today as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace that we would truly have the courage and perseverance to search our souls, to reflect on our lives, and to think of the areas where we still need to be converted closer to the Lord, that we may repent of our sins, and that we may strive with all our heart to bear a profitable spiritual fruit by our thoughts, words, and deeds. Amen.